You're listening to Radiant Womanhood, the podcast for multi-passionate women who are ready to shake off their limitations, dream big, and live fully. I'm Tabitha Blue, a wife, mom of six, author, life coach, and entrepreneur, and I know firsthand the challenges women can experience when it comes to balancing life's demands, staying true to yourself, and navigating the many curveballs life can throw. And guess what? I'm obsessed with helping you navigate all the crazy seasons of this thing called life with confidence and grace. Join me each week as I delve into topics from habit making to goal setting, career balancing to relationship nurturing, and everything in between, helping you get out of your own way and embody the radiance within. So grab your headphones, shut out the distractions, and get ready to shine. Let's dive in. If I could guarantee you a happy future, would you even believe me? Because I want to share something with you that can guarantee it. Are you ready for a secret to unlock the good in your future, the happiness? Buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go. This episode came about today because just this last week, I was writing an article for a magazine, which is exciting, yay. And I'm grateful for these opportunities. But anyway, it's a travel magazine. They asked me to curate some of our favorite spots for nature adventuring where we live, which is something our family is so into. So I was excited to do this. And I was talking to a friend about it, going through some of the springs that we like to visit around here. And we both embarked on this whole journey, memory journey, or journey down memory lane through these photos on our phones. And our exchanges were like, oh, remember this place? Look at this. You know, what a great time, a beautiful place. And the amount of gratitude and appreciation in both of us rose so high because taking that time going through those photos and those memories, like how each photo triggered the memory of being there or the peacefulness of that moment, the beauty in that moment or that place, the ability to enjoy the world around us, taking in these experiences with our family, it really shifted how we felt. We were in this place, this headspace of gratitude. And that happens with my husband a lot. So a lot of times I'll be working on something and be like, babe, do you remember when we did this project or that thing? Do you remember this about it? Or do you have some photos or some videos you can send me? I want to make something about this thing. And so he'll look through his phone for the photos or for the videos for me. And in going through that, see all these other things that we've done or places we've gone or things that we like to do. And it does the same thing. It's just begging to remind us both of some of the sweet experiences we've had. It's reminding me to take note of those things that we're grateful for. And side note, that's why I'm like, take the dang picture. No, I'm not saying like to live with your phone out the entire time and forget to live actual life, but there's something so beautiful in just like freezing and capturing a moment in time to give us that reminder, especially later, to take note of the things that we're grateful for. It can be so powerful. Anyway, that's just a side note. But there's a quote here, Germaine Kent said, "It's a funny thing about life. Once you begin to take note of the things you are grateful for, you begin to lose sight of the things that you lack." Isn't that crazy? Robert Edmonds, he's a psychologist and a professor, and the whole thing that he focuses on in his research, what he studies, is gratitude. So if you haven't noticed yet, that's kind of what we're going to be talking today, and I'm going to show you exactly what it unlocks in our life. But his definition of gratitude is a deep appreciation for something that you have received, either tangible or intangible. The two stages of gratitude comprise the recognition of goodness in our lives and then how this goodness came to us. So in talking about gratitude, it's more than just being thankful or saying a flippant thank you. We'll be cleaning up and I say thank you to my kids when they pick up their clothes. I thank someone that serves the food at a restaurant. I thank a stranger for opening a door. And yes, we can actually focus and turn those things into gratitude. But there is a very vast difference between just thanks or thankful and gratitude. I'm not talking about just saying thank you and moving on. I'm talking about true gratitude, which again, in this definition, is a deep appreciation for something you have received. So true gratitude will actually rewire your brain. When we operate in a state of gratitude, you're teaching yourself to scan the world for the positive instead of scanning the world for the negative. what you're looking for in each situation, in each relationship. What am I seeing? What's the first thing that comes up or the first thing that I see? Is it like this feeling of negativity or lack or that's not enough? Or am I the person that's continually looking for something that could be better? This should be different. Or is it genuine gratitude when you're appreciating what is happening around you? Are you always seeing things in a negative light or situations in a negative way? And if so, what does that do? What does that do to your body? Something I want us to be aware of are these things, these responses that we have when we operate in gratitude or we operate in negativity. So when we respond to something from a negative state, it actually adds tension in our body and our life. It creates pressure or stress. A lot of times it can boost cortisol production in your body and create this negative energy. What does that do? It creates a negative experience in your body. So take just a moment and think about it. Think about maybe operating under a deadline. And when we look at that deadline as like this thing that's looming, when we look at it in a negative way, instead of maybe being grateful for the opportunity that we're given, we're looking at this deadline. Oh, I have to get this done by then. I don't know if I can do it. All these things are happening. Now I'm stressed out about that. And then other bad things are happening and the kids spilled cereal and this. And so we're looking at all these negative things. What happens? Your shoulders raise up, right? To your neck. There's stress and there's tension there. We feel the weight of all the things. We feel like, well, I just can't catch a break. Everything that's negative is happening. But why? We're looking at the negative things. And what I'm challenging us today is to begin to create a shift with gratitude. Create a shift with gratitude, and it will begin to rewire your brain to operate in a totally different way. There are four different types of neurotransmitters and then other hormones as well that are affected in our body with gratitude, which means they're also affected in our body with the opposite of that, when we're operating from a negative perspective. Genuine gratitude is noticing and appreciating something around you. And that triggers a series of positive events or positive experiences in your body. It stimulates dopamine, which we know to be a happy motivator and a pleasure hormone, as well as serotonin, which is calming. Low levels of both of these hormones have been known to cause depression. Think about that for a minute. Gratitude also stimulates oxytocin, which is a feel-good hormone. And another one, a neurotransmitter, is norepinephrine. There we go. Say that one five times fast. Norepinephrine, which is an energy neurotransmitter or hormone. And then on the other spectrum, it reduces and regulates cortisol production, which is a stress hormone in your brain. So as it regulates and reduces cortisol, it begins to reduce anxiety and stress in your body. Cortisol, just hear me on this, cortisol is necessary and it's needed in our body. But I would suffice it to say that most of us live in a state of overproduction of cortisol, which can have detrimental effects on our bodies and the need to reduce it. So what happens when we express true and genuine appreciation, when we walk in gratitude? It literally makes changes in our body and causes us to feel calmer, to feel happier, to have more energy, to be more clear-headed, to assist in decision-making, to feel brighter. It has such a chain reaction in our mind and our body and begins to rewire or even rewrite the way that we operate and react and think. I actually just shared on stories a couple days ago how it was one of those days where I just felt tired and gave some examples of little ways that we can have like these dopamine hits in our body, which is one that I just mentioned here. We know that to be the happy motivator and that pleasure hormone. And we can do it in little ways. I mentioned you can have it in sides where you do something in tandem, kind of like habit stacking, to give yourself a dopamine hit while you're doing something you know you need to do, like thinking about it in terms of food. It could be an appetizer. So something quick and simple and small to give you that dopamine hit, like a quick walk, a quick exercise, a dip in cold water, these different things that give your body a hit or a boost of dopamine. Guess what? Gratitude does it as well. Gratitude will even strengthen the very relationships that you have. Because when you are practicing gratitude, you shift, you change. So like I mentioned before, I was writing this article for this magazine on a deadline, which was coming up very quickly. And I had needed to confirm a few of the details that I was considering putting in there. So I reached out to my friend. And kind of in that moment, I was like, okay, I'm quickly doing this. I'm almost done with this. It was a day that I was writing at home by myself with the twins, 4-year-old twins. So I was sitting at the dining room table, writing, putting this article together, heard some noise in the kitchen and looked out over to see that they had gotten the blender out of the pantry. Every ingredient that we used to make smoothies, like the fruit from the freezer, the almond milk from the fridge, the protein powder from the pantry, like they had all of the ingredients lined up. By the time I looked, they already had the fruit and a banana peeled and put in there, the milk in there, like they were doing it, the whole thing, making the smoothie. So this was what my day looked like while I was writing this article on a deadline. Like I need to get this done while also making sure that my house wasn't completely destroyed by very adventurous, curious, interested in everything twins. So all that to say, that's kind of the pressure I was feeling. And I could feel it. I could feel that in my body. But I reached out to my friend and we went down this, I guess you could say, rabbit hole of gratitude. We began sharing photos with each other. She was sharing photos with me of like our family from years ago floating down the river in the spring and these different things. And what happened? I was calmer. I felt the shift happen in my body. I settled. I felt truly grateful for those experiences and being reminded of those experiences and felt true appreciation and deeper level of connection to this person in my life that I was sharing this gratitude journey with. And our messages kind of even shifted as well from, oh, look at this place. Or do you remember this? To, wow, what a beautiful life. I'm so grateful for you. What a beautiful trip down memory lane. These experiences have been so good. And you could see the shift in our messages to each other, even as our bodies and our minds shifted as we operated in gratitude. Isn't that amazing? As an entrepreneur and a mom of six, my mornings start quick and early. But I've learned that what I consume in the morning really sets the tone for my day. And yes, I am talking about saving the scrolling for later in the day, but I'm also talking about a healthy morning latte for heightened focus and smooth, long-lasting energy. It can seem overwhelming with endless options when it comes to choosing your daily bevs. So why not fuel your mind while you fuel your body, while you skip the jitters and afternoon crash? I've been using Clever Superfood Latte blends this past year as I made adjustments to focus on my health, and I am not turning back. Each Clever blend contains 3 powerful adaptogens, 500 million heat-safe probiotics, and healthy superfoods wrapped up in a decadent oat milk latte. Just add water, froth, and voila! A couple of my faves are the mocha and chai, but there are many delicious ones to choose from. So go to cleverblends.com and use my code FRESHMOMMY15 for a discount just for you. That's CLEVERBLENDS.com. And code FRESHMOMMY15. So think about this. There are 3 ways to express our gratitude. We're going to get into something practical in just a moment, but I want you to look at the different ways that we can be grateful or different ways to express that gratitude and begin making that shift in our mind, begin making that shift in our body, and begin making that shift in how we operate, how our brain works, what our responses are, because as we begin to operate this way, it will happen more frequently. Okay, so 3 ways. 1 is with graciousness to the past. So when you use genuine gratitude to look backwards at the lessons in your life, maybe it could even be the negative or challenges or heartbreaking thing in your past, and you acknowledge it, and then you begin to shift. You begin to see how it shaped you. And you begin to feel, and you can feel gratitude for how it shaped you. There's a quote by Oprah that says, true forgiveness is when you can say, thank you for the experience. And in our lives, are we there? Are we able to look with graciousness to the past and say, whew, okay, that was hard. That was challenging. That was heartbreaking. But thank you for that experience. Like I mentioned, we like to adventure in nature. So just like time spent at the beach or kayaking down a spring, for us, a hike up a mountain is another thing in life that we look for. Now, we're still novices. We like hikes. My husband and I have done a couple that are a little bit more difficult, but taking our family of eight, we do some that are, I guess you could say, more beginner level, but still there are times that it can feel heavy or hard or difficult, or are we even going to make it? This is where we want to go. I don't know if we can make it here. And then when it's done, you look back and you're like, I did that. We went there. Look at, we made it to the top of that thing. We made it to this waterfall. And it's awesome. We can look back and say, thank you for that experience. Even though there were moments where it was hard, or even though there were moments where we didn't know if we could keep going on, where someone got stung by a bee or someone fell or different things, or each of us are carrying a child on our shoulders. All of those things have happened multiple times. But it's beautiful to look back and say, I did that. We did that. We did that together, and be grateful for that experience, for that moment, to see how it shaped us and feel gratitude for how it shaped us. I feel like sometimes it's like that even with childbirth. I mean, talk to anyone that's had a child, or at least most of us, we do remember the pain that we went through, or we'll talk about that. But that remembrance in our bodies, I mean, I think that might be part of the reason I have so many kids, six kids, is that, yes, I do remember that it was painful. I remember the hard parts, but also I'm so grateful for those experiences. I look at the result. I can say, I did that. This is beautiful to be able to look back on those things. Feel gratitude for how it shaped you. And we get to look back with graciousness to the past. And yes, it can be for the painful things that shaped us. And also at all of the beauty that we've experienced. Acknowledge those things. The sharing the photo, going through the photos on your phone and acknowledging, wow, that was such a blessed time. This was a really cool experience. Look at all of the beauty in our life. So with graciousness for the past. Then two, I think you know where we're going with this, with graciousness for the present. As it's happening, as life is unfolding in the present, are you naming the blessing happening for you? Are you taking the time to be present and enjoy that cup of coffee, the sunshine as it slivers through the trees, the laughter of your kids, even if they're making a mess, even if they're getting every ingredient out all over the counter to create a smoothie? This might be a book reread, a gratitude for a comfortable bed to sleep in. Roy Bennett said, being grateful does not mean that everything is necessarily good. It just means that you can accept it as a gift. So even in the present, the things that are maybe not always good, what can I find that is good? Let me accept what's around me as a gift. And you can use the same gratitude practice, where are we going with this one, to scan the future, being grateful for what's to come. Now, this is especially inspiring when you are facing something new. There's a new job coming up, or a shift in your lifestyle, or your family dynamics, or there's something big or even different or hard in front of you. The thing is, we can all do it. I can look to the future hopeful and optimistic because I know that walking in gratitude actually creates a shift in me. So the future will be good because I see the good. I will feel the good. I am scanning for the good. The way I see life creates a positive effect in my mind and in my body. If you're getting that, that's powerful. Will Arnett said, I am happy because I'm grateful. Not grateful because I'm happy. Sorry, I just added that in there. Let me read his quote first. I am happy because I am grateful. I choose to be grateful. The gratitude allows me to be happy. So we don't have to count on happiness first in order to have gratitude. In fact, it works the opposite of that. When we look at things in life with gratitude, that allows us to be happy. So I know my future can be bright. My future looks bright because I get to choose to be grateful. I get to choose gratitude, and that allows me to be happy. For a while, I even used to write down, talking about the future, three things that I was grateful for in the future, but in the present tense. So while I was journeying, while I was journaling, at the end, I would write something like, for example, before I had this podcast, I would write it as if it were the present tense, but something that hadn't quite happened yet. Like, I am grateful for a podcast that helps women to shine, to feel their best. Sometimes the things would be small, and sometimes they would be bigger, like that, like the podcast. Sometimes it would look like, I'm grateful for a good night's sleep, because, you know, we haven't had many full nights of sleep in the last 17 years with kids of all ages through there. But we can see and we can feel the good through gratitude. I'm going to keep hammering this point because this is where the power lies. It literally rewires and changes the way that we operate. You guys, I am getting so excited all up in here by myself. I don't know if you can see it, that you can actually move your body, move your mind, move yourself into a place to see and to look for and to have and to experience the good. Again, I get to be excited and hopeful for my future because I know that by operating in gratitude, I'm moving myself into a position to be happy, to experience the good. And that comes down to me. It doesn't come down to experiences. I'm not waiting on happiness and then I will be grateful. Then I will walk in gratitude. No, the gratitude comes first. And then all these other things line up because I've shifted myself into a place to see the good, into a place to experience the good, and even aligned my body to feel the good. Powerful stuff. Let me give you a little bit of research on it. Dr. Joshua Brown, a professor of psychological and brain sciences, and his colleague, Dr. Joel Wong, conducted a study comprised of nearly 300 college students. And they had each sought mental health counseling on campus. So they were all recruited right before they began the counseling. And each of them had suffered from some degree of anxiety and depression. So then they took the students and separated them into three different groups. So in addition, they did have the therapy. But in addition to the therapy, the first group was asked to write a letter of gratitude to another person each week for 3 weeks. So it was just minimum, basic, one letter, 3 weeks. So three letters total. The second group was asked to dig deep and write about negative life experiences. And the third group wasn't really asked to do anything. So these are the results. They actually wrote, what did we find? Compared to the participants who wrote about negative experiences or those who didn't do anything extra, those who wrote gratitude letters reported significantly better mental health 4 weeks and 12 weeks after their writing exercise ended. This suggests that gratitude writing can be beneficial, not just for healthy, well-adjusted individuals, but also for those who struggle with mental health concerns. In fact, it seems that practicing gratitude on top of receiving counseling carries greater benefits than counseling alone, even when the gratitude practice is brief. You guys, there are numerous studies like this one. Like even in my research for this, one after another, a lot of them very similar, but all where the benefits and change of gratitude are evident. There were even some with brain scans that showed changes that were still happening months to come by tapping into gratitude. So how do we tap into this? We practice it. Let me ask you this question. What if the only things you had tomorrow were the things you expressed gratitude for today? Let me say that again. What if the only things in life that you had tomorrow were the things that you expressed gratitude for today? What can you look at your life and truly appreciate? And I'm not even saying a flippant thank you, but what can I appreciate? Really stop and think about that. What are all the little things that make up your day, your life, that you can express gratitude for? Like the makeup I was putting on this morning, the pan that I cook eggs in, or the blender to make our smoothies. The air conditioning on a hot, humid day. Little things, but really, I appreciate that. I am grateful for that in my life. So let's practice this together. I do want to go into more depth on this whole thing in some future episodes because there's so much we can dive into and unpack. But I want to start right now by issuing a challenge to you today. Begin to write down what you're grateful for. Just like in that study of the students where they had to write a letter of gratitude, we're going to do our own kind of study. So are you ready for this? First, I'm going to be vulnerable here and just say that I fully believe in the power of gratitude and gratitude journaling, which when you boil it down comes out to writing what you're grateful for. Really, when you just want to get down to like, what is it? It's writing down what I'm grateful for. But I have to say this, I'm not continuously consistent with it. I go into phases and I do it and then I don't. And then I do it and then I don't. I talk about it while I'm doing it. And then there are times that I feel guilty for not keeping up with it. So what I'm asking of you is I'm asking you to join me in 30 days of gratitude journaling. It can look like whatever you want it to, because I want this to be attainable. I don't want to make it difficult. I don't want the deck stacked against you. I want to make this happen and say, I can do this for 30 days. So you can grab a random notebook to write in. You can take notes on your phone. You can even download. We have our own gratitude journal sheets that we have for free that I've put together. And so we'll leave a link to that download right here in the show notes for you. So you can download our gratitude journal sheets, print those out and write in one every day. And that will give you a simple and easy way to get started. But I really don't care what it looks like. It just needs to be consistent for the next 30 days. Let's keep a daily journal of things that you are grateful for. List at least three. You don't have to write any more than that, but start there. Start with something. Let it be attainable. The next 30 days, keep a daily journal of things you're grateful for. Three things. Usually the best times for writing in your journal are in the morning as your day begins or at night before you sleep. And I know that there are some of you who like to be extra. I'm that way. So if you want to be the overachiever and take it a step further, I'm going to give you three questions right here that you can answer in your daily journaling. This is more specifically for if you're doing it at night or in the evening before sleep, or if you want to do it first thing in the morning, you can even write this about your previous day. But here are three more questions. Really, what we're getting down to is writing what you're grateful for, three things every day. And then if you want to take it a step further, answer these questions. What excited me today? What exhausted me today? What did I learn today? These are all good things to acknowledge in our lives, to see in our lives, and to see what we can be grateful for. We can do anything for 30 days. We can do this together. We can rewire our brains and begin to rewrite our story with the positive. I believe in you. I believe in me too. And since I don't want to do this alone, let's do it together and message me. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Tabitha Blue or even at Radiant Womanhood and tell me that you're in this with me too. And I want to encourage you in that. Like, let's chat. Let's connect. And I just want to say that I am so deeply and truly appreciative of you. I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your busy days and schedules to listen, to be here right now with me. I know that time is precious and it's not something we choose to spend lightly. I know that. I realize that. You are the reason I'm here. You are the reason I put energy and resources into this, because I know that you have the potential to create and live the life that you want, a life of gratitude, a life of fulfillment, a life of connection and meaning, and even happiness. I know that you have the power of gratitude within you, and I know that you can unlock it. And so for that, I want to say, I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Radiant Womanhood. If you want more, head on over to radiantwomanhood.com for show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could take a few moments to rate and review the show. Don't forget to hit the follow button to stay updated on our latest episodes. Friend, I love hearing from you. So shoot me a DM at Instagram at Radiant Womanhood or at Tabitha Blue to carry on the conversation. And if you believe the remarkable women in your life could benefit from this episode, share the link with them to spread the love. Until next time, friend, keep shining.